Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're here at the beginning of the church year, this season of Advent, and been thinking so much more about it this year. I mean, each year I do my best to try to enter into it, but the thought of posturing myself and getting myself into a posture of being awake and alert as the readings in this season. It's a season of watching and waiting, the anticipation of the coming of the Lord. We're celebrating and we're getting ready for Christmas. That remembrance, the story of our Lord's coming, his incarnation, which really began it all in a very, very profound way. And we're also keeping an eye, as I've said, on the return of the Lord. Are we ready for both of those comings? Have we welcomed Jesus, who became one of us? Are we welcoming him in a way in our lives each day that does justice to what he's given to us? In other words, are we loving him in the way that he calls us to love him with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength? Are we literally doing what we can to express that through our prayer, through setting aside a time each day to just be with the Lord, to talk to him throughout the day, to say yes to him, to obey his commandments? Because the obedience to the commandments from the heart is, for Jesus, his great love language, right? He said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. Just like he modeled for us, he basically said, as he loved the Father, as he abided in the Father, as he walked in the Father's purpose and plan for him, that's how he expressed his total love. And it's so important for us to see a way of being awake is to see in Jesus who we're meant to be. Jesus demonstrates and shows each one of us what it means to be human, authentically human, what it means to live a life, the life that you were actually made and designed for, what does a fulfilled, happy, together, integrated human life look like, a life that's reaching its purpose. Well, Jesus shows us. It's not in the acquisition of possessions. It's not in the acquisition of power. It's not in the acquisition of influence and fame, and doesn't have anything to do about where you live or how tall you are or what your IQ is or anything, what the color of your skin is. We're all called by virtue of the fact that each one of us has been designed personally by God. You exist because God the Father, the creator of all things, thought of you, and he willed your existence. And he made you through his Son, Jesus Christ. He brought you into being. Because he wants you to be his child. He wants you to know him. And what does it mean to be a child of God? Well, look at Jesus. Look at the way he lived his life. And most fundamentally, it's expressed in, you saw how much Jesus prayed, how much he walked with the Father, and he told his best friends. He said, it's pretty easy to understand. He said, without him, I can't do anything. He said, I do everything the Father shows me. So what you see is, where is Jesus' gaze? How does Jesus walk out in daily life? His responsibilities, and this happened before he even began his mission on the day he was baptized in the Jordan, but as he was growing up. Remember when he was a child and he was lost in the temple, or Mary thought he was lost in the temple, Mary and Joseph, and what was he doing? He was about his Father's business. He was already paying attention to the Father's purpose in his life. He was awake to it. This is the season of coming out of darkness and being awake. To be a Christian means to be awakened. You're alive to the presence and power of God, and God's purpose and the light of Christ has shown into your mind and into your heart. And Jesus shows us ultimately that a successful human life, the most meaningful human life that's possible, is to walk in obedience to the Father, even to the point of shedding your blood, if that's what it means. Jesus died on a cross, first and foremost, out of love and obedience to the Father, who sent him in love to save you and to save me. Jesus came to seek and save the lost, and he knew what that meant. He knew he came to die. It was not an accident. It was not plan B. It was plan A. He knew that the Father's plan is trustworthy. It's perfect. It's beyond, you know, that it's just the best thing possible is God the Father's plan. And so even though Jesus had agony in the garden, in his humanity, to say, Father, let this cup pass from me, He ultimately said, Father, I'm just sharing with you. This is how I imagine it sometimes, friends. Father, I'm sharing with you my terror in this moment, my fear, what's overcoming me right now, the battle that I'm fighting. But not my will, but yours be done. Wasn't that the heart of Mary that we read just yesterday in the gospel? The same thing, right? The angel Gabriel came to Mary and he said, you know, you're favored among women and God's going to work a miracle in you and you're going to give birth to a son. He's going to be the king. He's going to be the Messiah. And Mary's really surprised, shocked. But she says, be it done unto me according to thy word. Both Jesus and Mary know something about God the Father, that they belong to him, that he's utterly trustworthy, that he's total love, that the safest place they can possibly be is in his will and in his purpose, and that the entire fulfillment of their reason for being, you might say, is found right there. Not my will, but yours be done. That's radical, friends. I mean, it sounds simple. We prayed in the Lord's Prayer, which is interesting how Jesus, when the apostles said, essentially, we want to get nearer to God, to the Father. Teach us to pray, Jesus. You pray so much. You have so much time. Sometimes you're up all night. Sometimes you pull yourself away from the crowd and you seem so refreshed and something clearly happens when you're with God the Father. And so Jesus teaches them. And what does he say? If you're going to pray, pray like this. Our Father. Start with the acknowledgement that you have a loving Father and you're in the hands of a loving Father and your existence is because of his willing it. He desired that you exist and you're a sign of an absolutely and totally unique sign of his glory. Each one of us is. Each one of us is absolutely different, right? I mean, in the sense of we're not the same person. Everybody's got a different fingerprint. Every person is uniquely made by God. And Jesus wants us to start with praying to our Father because that's where it all began. That's where you came from. And that's where your identity flows from. And most importantly, and this is what we need to internalize, this is the source of our value. Your value doesn't come from, again, what you've accomplished, though accomplishing things is good, where you live, the size of your bank account, who your friends are, how wide your brand is known and how famous you are, none of that. All the things that the world drills into us as somehow the definition of identity and security and meaning and all that, it's a lie. Your value, which is infinite and it's eternal, comes from the fact of your being, not just your doing. That is who you actually are. You didn't make yourself, you didn't design yourself, you didn't determine you were going to come to be here on the earth. You came from God. And God loves you. And how does God love you? God loves you as God loves God, as a friend of mine likes to say. What does that mean? Jesus said, as the Father has loved me, so I love you. It's easy for us to believe that God the Father loves Jesus, right? Infinitely, God is a constant tsunami of love. He's an ocean of love. He's a love that keeps coming day and night. He's love itself. It's hard for us to grasp what that means. But Jesus lived in that love. That's why he told us, you know, abide in my love. I'm loving you like the Father loved me. And the Father loves us in the same way. This love, this attentiveness from God, this is the source of all meaning. This is the source of the meaning of your life and the value of your life. And it doesn't even matter what happens in this life. Maybe your life is a smashing success. Well, guess what? It doesn't really add much to the great value of knowing Christ and of being known by God and loved by God, being made by God and bearing his image that expresses potentially that image in a good way. And that's a good thing because that gives glory to God. It's so important for us to be able to internalize this fundamental truth. This is what sets us free. And so we're here at the beginning. Again, I keep saying it. I want to keep repeating it each day for us so we see it. We have these readings that the church gives us at the beginning now of this new year because we're beginning the journey. And what's at the beginning of the journey? God's love, God's initiative. Who does God come to? What does God love? What does he value? God comes to the humble and the small and the weak, just the opposite of what the world is. Don't be fooled and deceived by the message of the world that comes to us every day, that unless you're famous, unless you've accomplished something huge, you know, that the world values, you're not worth much. That's a lie. It's a total lie. You know, you've probably heard over the years that if you were the only one on earth, Jesus would have come to die for you. And you might say, oh yeah, that's true. And it's in your head, but doesn't really penetrate to your heart. Jesus came because he understood how valuable each and every one of us is in the eyes of the Father. And he did it to please the Father. And he was willing to do whatever it took to please the Father. Because he knew whatever the Father desired, whatever originated in the heart of the Father is perfect. Absolutely perfect. So Jesus didn't get confused, or he didn't turn around from his purpose because he said, well, no, there's no way God could allow me to suffer. No, that doesn't make sense. Plus, I don't want to do that. I mean, what about what I want? What about my comfort? What about my recognition? What about me having something big and being able to become famous? Why should I have to sacrifice? Right? That's the human heart. That's the fallen human heart. Ego, inordinate self-love, pride, these kinds of things. It's in you and it's in me. And this is what Jesus came. This is why he said, you need a new heart. I'm going to come and give you a heart that's healed and rightly ordered. I'm going to make all things new. I'm going to teach you to align yourself with the fundamental purpose for which you're made. So from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet to all your DNA, every cell in your body, that you would be an integrated human being, integrated, aligned with, authentically given to the purpose of your life, which is to love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love your neighbor, to extend the mission of the Father in the world, to be his child, to be the bride of his son, to be a friend of God. This is what God wants. This is what God's established, and it's for you as a gift. So Advent's a season to remember, who am I? Why am I here? Where am I going? What matters the most? What should I be valuing? Where will I find my meaning and value in this life? And follow and walk in the footsteps of Jesus and of Mary and of John the Baptist and of all the people that the Lord is bringing to us in the readings each day and become everything we were meant to be in Christ.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you Ralph Martin's booklet, What Happens When I Die, in which Ralph asks some very important questions. Is there life after death? What will it be like? How do my actions in this life affect what happens when I die? If you'd like a free copy of this booklet, you can go to 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website at renewalministries.net/FOE. You can also listen to past episodes or subscribe to our podcast.